you like lobster? You're going to like this segment. You're going to love this segment. Lobster Monster. They're located at 3249 Young Street. That is just north of Lawrence Avenue. And in studio with me, Marianne Baywu and Steve Wu, as well as John Fortune, who is a quiet one, I'm told. We were a little delayed in getting to this because they all wanted a picture with Mayor McCallion. So, and King's just spilling food all over himself.
What am I spilling, though?
Welcome to the program. Thank you for coming by on this not-so-nice Saturday afternoon. Let's talk about this passion that you have, how this all came about. Marianne, are you originally from Korea?
I was born there, yes, but I came when I was seven.
Okay,
young.
Okay. So you remember a lot. You probably don't remember a lot about life in Korea, do you?
I actually don't remember a lot at all. I do. I do have childhood memories, of course, but I'm very Canadian in my sort of lifestyle and things that I've adopted here. I mean, as soon as I came to Canada, I just loved it here.
Mm, Steve, you're from Montreal.
Montreal, yes.
So you're not from Canada either.
No, not anymore.
Sorry, that's such an old hackneyed joke, but I thought I'd use it anyway. Where did the two of you meet?
Well, we met about 25 years ago through a friend of ours, and we got together for lobster dinner. I think that was probably one of our first lobster meals together 25 years ago.
That is true. I forgot that.
And look at this, 25 years later, we have our own lobster restaurant, although it's a lot more than lobster. We'll talk about that soon.
Yeah. When did you open the restaurant?
August 14th was our opening date.
Just this past August?
Just this past August.
Wow. And how's business been?
It's been good. It's been very good. Now we're just trying to do a little more promoting of it because the cold weather is gone and a lot of the foot traffic is passed. But it's just actually been quite steady, and we're very happy with it.
Do either of you have a history in food? Food preparation, or are you just foodies and you have a passion for food?
I was in the restaurant industry for 10 years as a server. I worked for a restaurant in Square One in Mississauga for many years, and then went to the Corkscrew, which then became the Cake. So lots of training in that arena, and I always loved it. I'm a cook. I've been a cook all my life. Been cooking since I was nine. You know, latchkey kid, and had to learn quickly. So I've been around food and learned a lot from my mom. So
your Korean background, does it make its way into your menu?
Yes, it does. I think all the parts of who you are really always makes it into anything you're creating. So, you know, my spinach salad will have, like, I use sesame oil, which is not common other than in the Asian palate, right? So, yeah, ginger. Korean cuisine is very much about sauces and marinating and different flavors and a fusion of a lot of flavors. So I like to cook with herbs and creating sauces myself, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's talk about the fact that this is not just about lobster, which makes Bill a happy man, because he just doesn't eat shellfish. When you sat down to put your menu together, when you sat down to formulate your restaurant, what the restaurant would be, what it would look like, and the kinds of foods that would be available, did you decide that the focus would be lobster, but that you needed things other than lobster in order to attract a larger demographic, a larger group of people?
Absolutely, because I always, when I create things, want to include as many people as possible to the experience.
Mm-hmm.
We chose lobster because it's kind of a fun food experience. When you go to dine out, it's different. And we are familiar with it and cooked it for years and years and years. And it's something that you don't want to do at home. It's messy. A lot of people just don't want to deal with that part of it. And yet people love it. So we thought, well, what a great idea to build around that. But at the same time, yeah, they're going to be like the husband coming in. He loves lobster. And the wife's like, I don't really do lobster. But, you know, she wants a steak, or we have, you know, salad options and pasta and other things. You always have to include a wide variety, I think, for your clients.
Mm-hmm. They brought some facts about lobster that I didn't realize. Lowest fat content of any animal protein.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Low in cholesterol. Now, I, for some reason, would have thought that it would have been high in cholesterol.
It's really, the confusion there is the butter, right, that you're dipping it into.
Yes, of course.
lobster as a nutritional factor is really, really underrated and sort of not widely known. But lobster is a wild caught animal, which is kind of rare these days. A lot of things are farmed. And that's due to, like, we're feeding more and more people. So when you get something wild in nature, your nutritional content is just way up there. And lobster is one of those foods that is packed with all kinds of great things. Mm-hmm. It is very low in cholesterol because it hardly has any fat in it at all.
Right.
It's down there. It's above even chicken or turkey or any of the other lean meats you're going to find.
Also a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, which we've been hearing about for years.
Yeah.
High source of vitamin B12, which is an anti-cancer agent.
Yes.
Excellent source of selenium, which is an anti-aging.
And who doesn't want a touch of that?
Mm-hmm. Excellent source of copper, which is good for your bones and your skin. Great source of phosphorus, which keeps your hormones happy. And who doesn't want a happy hormone? What are you looking at, Bill?
Have you ever seen the lobster knife fights on video?
The lobster knife fights?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever seen those?
No, what are they?
Oh, yeah, YouTube. They've got, they take lobsters and they tape knives to them and let them go into kitchen. They go at it. You have to see this.
Well, just...
Well, now lobster juice, they do that naturally in a tank.
Yeah,
They fight in a tank. They have a tank and they go, they're hilarious.
And so you put...
I didn't know that.
They strap these knives on them, like kitchen knives, and they put them on the floor and watch them go at it.
Okay, we'll have to try that tonight.
Are you serious?
No, well,
I thought this was like animation or something.
No, no, it's for real.
Really?
Yeah.
And lobsters fight in the tank.
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah.
Well, what for?
Well, I don't know. It's territorial.
Territorial one.
Who's not going to be cooked next?
Who's not going to be? You're going first.
That's right.
Well, yesterday I said to John, "There's another tidbit about lobster that even I didn't know. To put a lobster to sleep, you flip it over on its back." So we actually pulled one out of the tank yesterday and did it. And it was a riot. It took him maybe, a couple of minutes, John? And you know, his legs are going.
Yeah.
And then he just sort of flung his big claw back and went to sleep. It worked. It's true.
Why do you need to put them to sleep? Is that before you give them the big sleep?
Well, I mean, it's just sort of, sort of tidbits. Lobsters are sort of fascinating creatures, really.
Right.
You know,
how often are people, you know, honey, put the kids down, I'll put the lobster down. The lobster hasn't slept. The lobster's in a really bad
cranky
mood. You notice
right
that?
Now.
Cranky lobster.
Hide the knives.
All right. We'll come back. We'll sample some foods and we'll talk about what a great menu this is. Lobster Monster, the restaurant there at 3249 Yonge Street, north of Lawrence, open right now as we speak.
It's open from 4 in the afternoon for dinner service till 10.
All right. So if you're planning on an evening meal, there you go. Ah, it's Ted Walsh in here. He's Bill King.
Yeah, man.
In studio, Marianne Bai Wu. Am I getting the pronunciation right?
It's Bai Wu. That's
Bai Wu. Okay, sorry about that. Steve Wu and also John Fortune, who is the chef at the very tasty Lobster Monster. The restaurant's located on Yonge Street, 3249. North of Lawrence. You can find out more about them by going to lobstermonster.ca.
I'm having the Angus lobster right now.
Yeah, now what's the deal there? You're eating like a burger.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's the Angus. It's the Angus lobster.
Now, that burger patty we make ourselves in-house from this is 100% prime Angus ground beef.
Wow.
We get it from two fantastic butchers who are supplying our steaks and meat for us, and they age the meat themselves. They do everything right in their own facilities. And that filet mignon that I gave you a piece of, that's like butter.
So you could, in fact, be serving better burgers than a lot of burger places.
Yeah, that I swear by that burger and that steak. I mean, we're lobster people, but I tell everybody, have either the burger, and we have a huge monster lobster burger tower if you're really adventurous.
Right.
And that filet mignon is just, it melts in your mouth.
Now, I'm just sampling the, I got to find out, is it bruschetta or bruschetta?
I believe the correct pronunciation is
bruschetta, which is very tasty. I'm about to bite into this lobster roll, which is served on a nice croissant.
Yeah, and we chose the croissant. For me, the lobster roll, I know in the States, it is traditional to do like a soft hot dog bun. I really like the butteriness and the lightness of the croissant with the richness of the lobster filling. So I just felt that it was a nice sort of Canadian twist on a traditional fish.
What are the fillings in here?
Well, we have fresh cooked lobster, some mayo, and we have chopped celery, cilantro, and some capers just for a little bit of that briny saltiness in there to break up the richness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Very good. It's very good. Let's talk about some of the other items here on the menu. There's something here called for the lobster lover. Lobster, luscious lobster, white mac and cheese.
Yes, that's delicious. Uh-huh. Comfort food at its best. It's one of our top sellers since we put it on the menu. We do samplings on Friday on the street sometimes when the weather is, you know, cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
And one young little girl was going by with her mom and snapped a little sample, and that whole family came in a week later for dinner because that little girl just had to come back and have that lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah,
it's creamy. It's, again, our own sauce. We're making it from scratch. It's delicious.
Grilled cheese a la lobster.
Again, it's another a triple decker. So it's three layers, and it's just basically mozzarella cheese, your chunks of lobster in there, and just grilled, like good old-fashioned. To me, grilled cheese is sort of chewy and gooey and a little squishy because, you know, it's grilled in the pan like that, and it's simple. There's not much to it. It's just all flavor.
The lobster croissant, which we just talked about. Also, lobster tacos.
Okay, I love my lobster tacos. I'm very proud of those because the taco itself, the tortilla, I chose to make that from scratch. So I'm making that dough and kneading it and rising it and then cooking it up in a pan and then serving it on not just store-bought tortillas. Those are our homemade tortillas in-house. And then the filler, again, is just grilled lobster meat and, you know, just all kinds of warm, smoky flavors in there to make it bring that tenderness out.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. And it's served with our homemade salsa and sour cream as well.
Then you've got something called a tale of two lobster tails, tender Canadian lobster tails, buttered, baked to perfection.
Yep, and that we go with a frozen lobster tail. It's very difficult to do fresh. Cost is an issue when you're a restaurant as well. So we do it's a Canadian frozen tail, and everyone that has it is quite pleased with it. It's your traditional lobster tail dinner for someone who doesn't really want to get messy and start tearing up a whole lobster.
Mm-hmm. Surf and Turf, a dynamic duo.
That is our filet mignon, you know, married with the lobster tail. And again, a classic choice for someone who loves their steak and wants just a taste of lobster and enjoys it, but doesn't want a whole lobster.
Is the price of lobster, does it fluctuate a lot?
Yes.
It does, yes.
Yeah. It's difficult to put a price on it then, isn't it?
That's why we have to go with the market price. And surprisingly enough, in the last couple of weeks, the lobster prices have come down. And that's quite surprising because usually comes October, September, October, November, prices go up. But for some reason, it's gone down like the price of gas. So, you know what? It's a bonus for our clients.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There's some soups as well. Decadent lobster bisque. Now, that sounds like it'd be great. Now we're getting into cold weather food here.
Yeah, and it's perfect, really, for this sort of weather. The bisque is a traditional soup for lobster lovers, and it's a creamy base. We make that the old-fashioned way that you would out in the East Coast or out in Maine. We use lobster shells and fennel and carrots and onion, and we make a good old-fashioned base, and we cook that sucker for like 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then we let it sit overnight, and then we start putting in the cream and adding all the flavors to it. So that's made from scratch. The clam chowder, again, the same thing. It's made, you know, with like from scratch. We're making that with the potatoes, and it's got Old Bay seasoning in there. And it's hearty, and it's creamy, and it's rich, and it's full of flavor.
Mm. And then, of course, you've got a selection of salads to go with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something called pot legs. Steamed snow crab legs. I like crab.
Yep. Those are not your giant king crab legs, which are amazing.
Do you serve king crab?
We are talking about having it as an option as a special here and there when we can get it. I think we decided to do snow crabs because price-wise, it's a little bit more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to eat. They're simpler to get into shell-wise and everything. And they're just as tender and sweet. And, you know, they're very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. You've even got spaghetti and meatballs. Again, these are some items that for those of you who are, you know, who can't eat or don't eat shellfish, this spaghetti and meatballs, which is featuring their handmade meatballs, is the same meat that Bill is, the Angus beef.
Yes, that's right. So, and again, the spaghetti sauce is my recipe that I've been feeding to my children for 25 years, and meatball recipe that I do at home. You know, and then we have feature like a warm beef chili taco, which is sort of your traditional hard shell taco, but we melt it in the oven. It's warm, so it's mm-hmm. It's much more savory. And again, when I do tacos like that at home, it's a favorite. Everybody comes to the table.
Right. And when young kids come in here, what is the thing that they gravitate toward?
Kids are, you know, most kids are not adventurous eaters. They're, you know, their taste buds are much more pure than adults. Mm-hmm. So they are, seasonings that are heavy and things like that, you have to be careful with children. They want simple stuff, and they still love their chicken fingers and french fries, and okay. We have that on the menu, and we have grilled cheese and, you know, just the basics. We do have a chicken kebab that is real chicken that we marinate ourselves, and it's a nice, healthy option for children as well.
Cool. We have, through the generosity of these fine folks, a gift certificate to offer up to one of our listeners for $100 at the Lobster Monster. Earlier in this half hour, I talked about the nutritional value of a lobster. You can call us at 416-872-1010. Tell me one of those things that I told you that makes lobster a healthy choice to eat. I will give you, Tony will, or somebody will, give you the $100 gift certificate for Lobster Monster. They are located, you open 6 days a week, 7 days?
Yes, we're closed on Mondays.
Closed Mondays. Good for you. You got to rest. Yeah. So 6 days a week, you can make your way into over to 3249 Young Street, north of Lawrence. That's where you will find Lobster Monster. Thank you very much for coming by. Thanks for the food. This food is fabulous.
Thank you for having us.
It is my pleasure.
Thanks, Dad.